Matthew chapter 15. We won't preach too long, but I do want to bring out some of what God gave me. Four preachers were discussing the merits of various translations of the Bible. One liked the King James Version best because of its simple, beautiful Old English. Another liked the New American Version best because it was closer to the original Hebrew and Greek. Still another liked a contemporary version because of its up-to-date vocabulary. The fourth minister was silent for a little bit, and then he said, "I like my mother's translation the best." Surprised, the other three men said they didn't know his mother had a translation of the Bible. "Yes," he replied, "she translated it into life, and it was the most convincing translation that I've ever seen." Isn't that good? Well, I want to talk about how precious mothers are. You know, it's Mother's Day, and I can give my perspective on mothers, and I have a good one, and I've seen my wife mother and my daughters as well, and many of you, and so many have made, and Cindy mentioned some great mothers here that have gone on, and how fitting that was, and I really appreciate her sharing with us. But I'll get to the scripture here. Well, I'll go ahead and read it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. It says, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.' And she said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table.' Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." There's so much I could say about this mother, and I want to bring out a few points. I thought, as I was preparing this message, I thought, mothers are so precious. That's what I'm going to preach on, how precious mothers are. We've heard a little bit of that. But I thought, one of the reasons why mothers are so precious to their children, and this is a general statement, but I believe it to be true in most instances, mothers are approachable, aren't they? I mean, most of the time, you know, for the children, it's easier to speak to the mother. Did you know that? It really is. This was illustrated not long ago. I watched this movie, and it was called Everybody's Fine. And in the movie, it had a really good message in it. It was a De Niro movie, a very unusual movie for him. He was the star in it, and his wife passed away. And his children were grown, and they were scattered out, you know, in various cities in the United States. And so he decided to connect with his children. He took a bus trip, and he went to visit each of his children just to connect with them. Because as he told one of his children, he said, "I'm doing this because every time you would call the house, you would say, if I answered the phone," he said, "you would say, 'Hi, Dad, how you doing?' And I would say, 'Fine.' And then you'd say, 'Where's Mom?'" I began to think about that, and you know, his quest was to reconnect emotionally with his children. And I thought, you know, dads, let's do our best to be good communicators. And again, that's a general statement. I know that's not always true, but a lot of times it is. Let's do our best to be good listeners sometimes. Just listen. And one of the reasons why moms are so easy to connect with is they are sensitive, right? Moms are sensitive creatures. And again, that's general, but that's 99.9% true. They are very sensitive. I was talking to Faye the other day. I'd seen her at the hospital after Madeline's surgery, and she was talking about how one of her grandchildren was crying before going to school. And I thought, you know, that really doesn't bother me that much, you know, unless it would be probably the granddaughter. But she thought, "Oh, I just can't stand to see him crying when they're..." And I thought, boy, you know, that is just true. You know, women are so sensitive to that. And that really, you know, women are just got that sensitive side to them. And so often we do not. But I like in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, God uses a mother to illustrate his his love toward us. And even more so, he says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Not likely, is it? Not likely at all. But he says the possibility exists is that though she may forget, I will not forget. God illustrates his devotion and his love by using the love and devotion and commitment of a mother. Mothers are precious. They have caring hearts. And more often than not, when a baby gets hurt or a baby gets scared, what do? They want mommy, right? They cry for mommy. They want their mother. Mothers are discerning. Now, this mother here, you know, her daughter was demon-possessed. Now, I don't know what the symptoms were of that. I have no idea. I don't know if they were, you know, prevalent or they were subtle. But here's what I do know. And I think Cindy said something to this effect. Mothers know when something's wrong, right? You ever been around your mother and you're just not feeling up to snuff? Or you're down, you're having a bad day, and you what your mother do? She'll say, what's the matter? What's going on? Now, you didn't say a word, you know, you did. But your mother knows when something is wrong in your life. When you're something ain't right, your mother's going to pick up on it. And, you know, this mother here was a discerning mother. And again, I don't know what the symptoms look like, but this little girl was having a problem with demon possessions. There was something going on. Her mother not only knew that she was having an issue, she knew where the issue was coming from. The devil was messing with her life. And so what does she do? She does her very best. Now, don't get me wrong. It's, you know what moms do when you're not feeling good? They take it to the doctor. But I'll tell you what Christians mom do too. Christian mothers do too. They take you to Jesus, right? They pray for you. They cry out to the Lord for you. They call on the name of the Lord, because a Christian mother, whether you're where you ought to be with God or not, let me tell you something. They are carrying your name to Jesus. And they're asking the Lord Jesus to touch your life and to touch your heart and to draw you into a closer and a right relationship with Him. That's what this mother, she knew where to go to. I'm glad that godly mothers know where to go to. They can just go to Jesus. And I'll tell you what, if you have a Christian mother today, just take a minute. And maybe you're not a Christian, but it's still appropriate. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, my mother was instrumental in me getting saved. My mom and dad, they got saved, probably almost a year before my wife and I did, close to it. And we were talking about this the other day, and I said, Mom, you were instrumental in me coming to know the Lord. You know why? Because when you came to know the Lord, you prayed for me. You took me to Jesus. You got on your knees, and you cried out to the Lord for me. And you know what? When people that care about you start praying for you, you begin to feel it. You know that? You do. I mean, sometimes you just get miserable. Things are bothering you. There's a conviction in your life. You know, you're thinking about things. You're thinking, well, I'm not where I need to be. That's what happened in my life. And if that's happening in your life and you're not where you ought to be, chances are real, real good it's because your mother's praying for you. Mothers are very discerning, and they know when something's wrong. Mothers are protective. This mother, what she wanted most was to protect her child. She wanted her child to be well. And you know what? Whether it's a, and you've all heard the saying, right? Mother bear, mama bear. Whether it's, honestly, whether it's a goose or a duck or a bear or a human mother, I mean, the one thing you don't want to do is mess with mama, right? Because mothers have that protective instinct. They will protect their child right to the very day. I mean, they will. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard about it, read about it. The city of Pompeii was destroyed by a volcano, Mount Vesuvius. And I used this before, I think. But if you have a computer and you're interested in history, look that up. But the interesting thing about Pompeii is when they discovered the ruins of Pompeii and they go in there and these archaeologists begin to uncover, they found families huddled together trying to survive this volcanic eruption. And you would not believe how many, it just kind of crystallized them and just kind of formed around them. And there's cast of the bodies there still yet today. And time after time, you see mothers trying to shield their little children from the hot volcanic lava that was coming, no doubt, through the city. Mothers are protected. That's what Jochebed did for Moses, right? When the decree came down from Pharaoh that said all the male children, when they're born, they got to be thrown into the Nile. They got to be killed. And what did Jochebed do? Well, she decided she was going to protect her child and that she was going to build him a little ark and send him down so that he would be found, because mothers want more than anything to protect their children from whatever this world would throw their way. Remember those two, if you're a Bible, remember them two women that were arguing? There was a famine going on in Israel. Solomon was king, and there was two women arguing. This one woman said, well, this baby's mine. And the other woman said, this baby's not yours, it's mine. And you know what Solomon did? He said, well, give me a sword. And he said, I'll just cut the baby in two and you can split them. And the real mother, wanting to protect that baby, said, oh, no. Give the baby to her. She can have the baby. You know what Solomon said? You take the baby because you want to protect this baby. This is your baby. Mothers have a protective instinct. They want to protect their children. I'm glad for that. I'm glad there's nobody like mommy when you're a little kid that can soothe a skinned knee or a skinned elbow or a bruise or a hurt. You know, daddies are good too. I'm one of them. But I'll tell you, there was nothing like mama's comfort and hug when you were hurting. Amen? That's because mamas want to protect. Mothers are persistent. This mother, I love the way this is worded. He says that the disciples say, send her away, for she cries after us. Send her away. She keeps following us. She wouldn't give up. She wouldn't let go, man. You know, most moms, I think, are like a pit bull. When they got something in their mind about their child for their welfare, for their future, for their well-being, they are like pit bulls. They're not going to let it go. This mama, listen, she kept on pursuing Christ, and her persistence paid off, right? Lord says, hey, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dog. Now, you know, we read that and we think, boy, that's kind of coarse. You know, it's kind of rough that Jesus would say something like that, but let me tell you, her faith was tested, and when her faith was tested, her persistence paid off. Don't give up, moms. Don't stop praying for your children. Don't quit taking your children to the Lord. Amen? Keep on praying. Be persistent with the Lord. A caring, protective mother is a blessing from the Lord. And I'll tell you what, if one path gets blocked, mothers will always find another one. Well, mothers are precious. Mothers are influential, right? How many, don't raise your hand because everybody have to. You've been influenced by your mother, right? Your mothers are influential in your life. Again, a general statement, but so true in most cases. And I thought about, remember Mrs. Zebedee? Y'all remember Mrs. Zebedee? You don't know who that is. That's James and John's mom, right? And what happens with Mrs. Zebedee is, you know, they were the sons of Zebedee. She comes to Jesus in Matthew chapter 20, and she says, Lord, she falls down on her knees. She says, Lord, when you set up your kingdom, would you just go ahead and let my boys have, you know, first and second seat in the kingdom? Can you put one on the right hand and one on the left? You know, we read that and we think, boy, she had a lot of nerve. No, what she had was a lot of desire for her children to succeed in the kingdom of God. And it's hard to fault that, right? That she wanted her children to do well. Well, we know that protective, caring, persistent mothers want their children to do well. They're influential in their lives. They're always looking down the road to see how they can help guide their children, watch over their children, pray for their children, and do all they can for their children. Mothers are influential. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, I mentioned this, but let me bring it in again. In Timothy's life, Paul commends Timothy for his faith. He says, the faith that is in you. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. Just a couple verses. Let me read it to you. Paul says this. He says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. One verse. He commends him because his grandmother and his mother influenced his faith. They influenced his walk in the Lord and the man that he would become. Jesus, when he did his first miracle at Cana, you know who was the one that prompted him to do the miracle? Well, they were at a wedding, and you know, they had run out of wine, and Mary comes to Jesus and she says, "Hey, there's, you know, they got a problem here, and I know you can take care of it." I don't know, you know, if he was going to wait a little while. I don't know. I do know that was his first miracle, and I know that is by his mother's encouragement that Jesus performed his first miracle at Cana and supplied the need that wedding had. You see, mothers are very influential. This mother had great faith. And if you have a mother that has faith, and we heard so many mentioned this morning, we thank God for all of those. We appreciate all of them. But if your mother is a woman of faith, again, I just urge you to thank the Lord for that, because that is, you know, that's a plus, to have a mother that loves the Lord, that is committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman was faithful. Her persistence, her continual following the Lord, getting her child to the Lord, Jesus even tells her. He says, you know, woman, you know, great is your faith. Listen, when the Lord commends your faith, that's a good thing, right? This woman had great faith, and so, listen, I hope that you have your faith in the Lord today. Lead your children in the way of the Lord. There was an illustration. I'm getting ready to close, but there was an illustration of a duck leading her little ducklings. Now, many of you, I'm sure you witnessed that, and isn't that cute how these little ducklings just follow that mama duck? And mama, you know, you've seen them lead them across streets and, you know, through dangerous situations, and they stick right with their mother, and the mother's watching out for them. But in this one particular video, the duck is, she got her little ducklings across the street, and she walked across this sewer grate, and her webbed feet were big enough to where she could span the gap of the grate. And so she walked right over it, not thinking anything about it, but along come her little baby ducklings, and they were so small that they couldn't span the gap, and they fell through the grate. They fell through the cracks. And I thought, you know, let me make the application here. You know, there's so many things we have our children involved in, and please don't misunderstand, I'm not being critical of sports and I'm not, you know, whatever. I'm not. I know it's good to get our kids involved in things. But can I tell you, don't let your child fall through the cracks. Don't let them miss out on what's the most important thing in this life. Amen? You know what the most important thing is? The most important thing is Jesus. And you know, some of the adults that have spoke today have alluded to that. Listen, all those other things are important, and I'm not being critical of that, but don't let your children fall through the cracks, because you get so wrapped up in everything else that your faith and your commitment to the Lord and your prayer life and all of those things sort of fall by the wayside because everything else takes priority in your life. Don't let them fall through the cracks. I'm so glad for mothers. I'm so glad for all of you. Thank God for all of our mothers here today. Thank God for this mother who wanted to get her child to Jesus. Just wanted to get her name to Jesus. And if we can just get our children before the Lord, He can make a difference in their life. Now listen, I'm going to close, and here's what I want to do in closing. I want them to come and get ready to sing a song of invitation. But I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the most important person you could ever commit to. The most, he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved except through and by His name. Jesus said, "I am the door into the sheepfold." There's only one way today. You say, "Preacher, where do you get all that?" Well, it just so happens I read it all right here. It's all right here. And when any of us, no matter what our age is, when we stand before God, listen, there's not going to be a set of scales and your good works put on one side and your bad works on the other, and whichever way it tips, that'll determine where you're going to spend eternity. The only thing that is going to matter when you stand before God is, do you know Christ? And with His name in your life, life and His blood applied to you, that is all you need, listen, to stand before Him with everything tipped in your favor because Christ paid the price for you. Do you know Him today? Do you know Him? Your godly mother wants nothing more than for you to know Christ, to know Him in a personal way, and you can. And I just pray today that you will. Father, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for Your presence today, the wonderful sharing of our sisters speaking of their mothers and others speaking of their mothers as well. So thankful, Lord, for this service today and just Your presence and what we felt in our hearts and the memories, Lord, that have been stirred up in our heart of mothers that have gone on. Would You just bless those families today who do not have mothers here, who have gone on? But Lord, I'm glad that when they've gone on in Christ, these families have assurance, as Dean has testified to, that one day we will meet them again. Oh, thank You for that hope, Lord. Thank You for that assurance. Speak to our hearts here today. Lord, maybe there's some children here today whom You have touched, whom You have stirred up in their heart, Lord, a realization that there's some areas in their life they need to get to You and let You forgive them for and get their life under the blood of Christ as well. Touch hearts today and speak to us in this very important moment. In Christ's name, amen.